opening statement.
Good morning. Thank you for holding this forum. I'd like to begin by talking about the economic conditions in the state of Wisconsin for the future. We're entering a period of slower economic growth and faster expenditures. That's primarily a function of demographics. Senior citizen population will be getting older, incomes will flatten out, expenditures will grow because of that. The impact of that is we're going to have to find ways to control spending in all areas of government. And serious policymakers in every policy endeavor are in fact attempting to do that. And healthcare policymakers are asking the question, how do we control costs? And corrections, it's alternative sentencing. Local governments are trying to find ways to combine services and control costs. There are Medicaid questions that the governor and the legislature are trying to solve to control costs. But in education, the only question you're going to ask is, how do we increase taxes? That formulation has got to end. We have got to find ways to provide quality educational services and at the same time control spending. Let me make some suggestions to you as how we can do that. And we need to do it so that we can avoid pitting students against seniors, against schools, against taxpayers. If we don't look for solutions today, it will be too late. Here are some of my suggestions. First, I'm proposing what I call the W3 program, what works in Wisconsin. There are low-spending, high-performing school districts that are doing very well. Other districts are going from low-performing to high-performing. One example is the Kimberly School District right now. 6 years ago, it was a relatively low-performing district. Today, it's a high-performing district. It's spending $780 per pupil below the statewide average. What are they doing? What are they doing correct? You know, there's something out there that they're doing right. Let's export that. Okay, additionally, you've got to find different ways to deliver health care. We need to let school boards have greater flexibility in terms of figuring out how to provide health care. Right now, the WIA Trust essentially has a monopoly on the provision of health care services in school districts. That monopoly has to end so we can find a more cost-effective method of providing health care for teachers. Next, you've got to take a look at laws, rules, and Dr. Yavara will talk about research at great length, and he's right about this. But the DPI needs to be willing to stand up with school boards and administrators and superintendents and say, where can we suspend rules? Where can we give you the flexibility necessary for you to do your job of educating students, but unbind you, sort of find ways so that you are no longer hampered by a regulatory burden that drives up your cost. Additionally, we need to look at technology as a solution. I hope to talk about that at a greater length. I support a property tax freeze, and we need to do things concerning math and science as well to promote Wisconsin students in terms of ability and interest in performing math and science. So that's the beginning of my agenda. I appreciate the opportunity to share my thoughts, and during the rest of the forum, I will go on at length on the rest of my agenda. Thank you.